This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. Wherever you're listening, we appreciate you being here. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you to our producer helping to hold things down this evening, Evan Parkin. He's in New York City. Wherever you are, thanks. On the Free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 375, and a smart speaker if you have one. We've already had a busy show. Thank you so much to Mike Sando for joining us, senior NFL writer for The Athletic. He came through and we talked about QBs. We talked about Josh Allen. He's not going to play in a preseason game for the first time in his career. Hey, we talked about Lamar Jackson. Somebody stepped on his foot yesterday. He's A-okay. A matter of fact, in 20 minutes, we're going to have a chat with Cordell Woodland. Covers all things Baltimore Ravens for 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. In a few minutes, we're going to get into the Kansas City Chiefs, their wide receiver situation. We'll talk about the 49ers, their wide receiver situation. Urban Meyer is absolutely nuts. He wants Harbaugh punished for what took place at Michigan. Why doesn't Urban Meyer mind his business? He should be punished for Ohio State, the Jaguars. He should just be punished, period. Can we punish him? Of course. At the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We got a lot to do. You want to be a part of the show? You can. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. It's at JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. The number again, 888-710-4ISN. Here in Atlanta, Georgia, minding my business, not too far. Hey, what a busy day. Vice President was in town today, locking up traffic. Thank you so much. We got the East Lake going on, a golf tournament, PGA out here. It's busy, man. Katy Perry was here last night. There's just always something going on. Evan, you're a Katy Perry fan? You like Katy Perry?
I wouldn't say I'm a fan, but I definitely like Katy Perry's songs. Her best songs are pretty good.
Okay. Well, all I know is Fireworks, right? That's her?
Yeah, Firework. I know, I think Teenage Dream is her.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know that song. But she has another song with Juicy J. I know that one.
Oh, you're a dark horse.
Yeah. She performed that at the Super Bowl without Juicy J. What a shock. Well, that was pre-Jay-Z, so I was like, there's no way in hell Juicy J is going to come out here at the Super Bowl. It was enough for Juicy J and 3-6 Mafia to win a Grammy. No Super Bowl for them. Anyway, I digress. Lots going on here in Atlanta. Lots going on all over the country. We got golf, football. I think the Little League World Series is still going on. This thing been on for so long. These kids got to be tired by now. Playing out in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Oh, man, it'd be nice. They need to give these kids money. I'm a fan of everybody getting money. Give these little leaguers money. Being on television isn't good enough. Give them money. Put it in a trust. Make sure they could touch it or download it. Whatever the hell they're going to do with money in another 10 years. Make sure they have access to the cash when they turn 18 years old. I'm not joking either. Pay the little leaguers. Pay them. Except for the cheating-ass little leaguers. The ones that are like 20 years old. But anyway, I'm just waiting on the football. You know, we already discussed what's going on with the Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen not playing in a preseason game. We talked about Lamar Jackson. He got a busted up foot, but apparently he is A-okay. And like I said, Cordell Woodland will be here in about now 15 minutes or so for 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore to talk about, well, the Ravens and Lamar and what's going on with Mark Andrews. What's the status of Isaiah Likely and his foot? They got a million safeties and corners. So we're going to have a fun conversation with Cordell. But before we get there, let's talk about a not so fun situation. Okay. Because when I got out of here last night, and I got problems. I'm reading the news and still trying to work and do things at night. I got issues. I got problems. But one thing that I came across after I got off air was that one night Andy Reid was sitting in his office. I know this sounds, where's his office? Like near some train track somewhere? But Andy Reid was sitting in his office at the Chiefs practice facility. And a bullet went through the window? What? What is it with the Kansas City Chiefs and guns? Remember they had that celebratory parade two seasons ago? A gun went off at the end of the parade because two people were out there beefing. And I know gun violence is an issue all across the country. But why the Chiefs? This is nuts. Listen to this report from Fox News last night.
Andy Reid, while he was there. According to the Kansas City Star, Reid was working alone in his practice facility office in early May last year when the bullet was fired from outside, shooting a hole through the windows and blinds. Now, the bullet reportedly lodged in a wall between his bathroom and the entryway to his office. The Star also reports two more bullets hit the facility, with one striking the third floor and another hitting an outdoor AC unit. Few people in the organization knew about the incident.
Yo. Yo, what? What? We could have lost one of the greatest NFL coaches of all time just because he went to the bathroom? What? First of all, thank God Andy Reid is here. Thank God. But what? Now, I've heard many stories. This is horrific because guns are so prevalent all over the United States of America. Man, there's so many stories of people just pulling out guns and innocent people getting hit. They weren't the intended target. People popping off weapons in residential areas and bullets flying through people's bedrooms and they're just in their beds minding their business. It is horrific. It's a shame. But to think that Andy Reid was sitting in his damn office and a bullet went by? Like, what type of world are we living in? It sucks enough that a mass shooting in the United States of America doesn't even register anymore. Man, and I'm not saying, oh, back in my day, but there was a point in time before we got to where the hell we are now where mass shooting would be newsworthy. For months, people would be remembering and talking about it for years, but every week now, it's a mass shooting. Somebody opening fire and just people going down. This is bad. Thank God Andy Reid is here. I don't know if he got popped, it'd make a difference. It wouldn't. Man, we've had kids that have perished and people in churches have perished. It's sickening. It's horrific. They had to put bulletproof glass outside of his office now. To replace his window, they put bulletproof glass. I don't know what his window looked like, but I'm sure there was a point in time where he was able to open it, and maybe he still can. Maybe he doesn't want to. And if you're the Kansas City Chiefs organization, why is this something that you want to publicize? You do want to investigate this as much as you can. And apparently, this issue here, it doesn't appear that he was a target, that the Chiefs were a target, just I guess some knucklehead or knuckleheads were outside just shooting up guns, and it just so happened to just whiz by Andy Reid. You can't make this stuff up. I wish this wasn't even a thought to make up. It's horrific. Mark Donovan is the chief, or excuse me, he's the president of the Kansas City Chiefs. And now that this is public, Of course, he had a press conference today to discuss it, to talk about it. What are the Chiefs doing? What could you possibly do? Listen to what their president, Mark Donovan, had to say.
When you think about this organization and what we do, right? Tomorrow night, there'll be 70,000 people at our stadium. It's our job to keep them safe. Rest assured that we invest everything we possibly can to make that happen. We have access to things that other people don't have access to. And we utilize that to make sure that not only our stadium, but our training facility is as safe as it possibly can be. I'll make this final point. Having said all that, every single year, we've got to evolve, we've got to enhance, we've got to increase, and we've got to spend to make sure we are as safe as possible. And we've done that.
Damn. Yeah, they replaced his window with bulletproof glass. Damn. Well, I'm happy Andy Reid is here. Here I am. I thought the biggest problem and issue for the Kansas City Chiefs was their wide receiver room. You got Sky Moore, who, well, he didn't play last year because he was hurt. He just got moved to the San Francisco 49ers. You got Rashee Rice, who's facing a suspension. He's going to be able to play the first four games of the season. He's getting called to the principal's office on September 30th. At that point, he's going to find out how many games he's going to be forced to miss after he was driving like a complete jackass through the streets of Dallas. Could have killed somebody doing that. Xavier Worthy hit his head, but apparently he's fine. You got Marquise Brown, who still, for whatever reason, goes by the name Hollywood. He's been dealing with an ankle issue. And then we know Travis Kelce. Well, Travis Kelce is just, he's old. We all get old. Damn it, I've gotten older just by sitting here over the past hour. And so when you thought the Kansas City Chiefs' largest issues were the offense, the offensive line, how they plan to protect Patrick Mahomes so maybe they can go back to another Super Bowl and he's not running for his life. And no. Andy Reid could have been shot in his office. What a horror story that would have been. I'm happy that he's fine. Yeah, be safe. I don't care if you're Andy Reid or you know, just Joe Schmo. You could be Reid Andy. I don't know. Just be safe out here. It's a wild world. Try your best to make good decisions, possibly. Anyway, speaking back to NFL problems, yeah, the Chiefs got issues at wide receiver. The 49ers got to figure things out, too. They gave Brock Purdy all this money, now making $50-plus million a year. And they got some major adjustments, major changes on their roster. Deebo Samuel is now in Washington, hopefully playing across from Terry McLaurin. You got Brandon Ayuk, who tore his ACL, his MCL in October. I don't know if we're going to see this guy playing again this year. Maybe he is. You got Juwan Jennings, who goes, hey, all those guys who got hurt last year, even including Christian McCaffrey, they had to give me the ball. Now pay me. DeMarcus Robinson, who they just brought on, this guy's been suspended 3 games for a DUI. You got Ricky Pearsall. Speaking of getting shot, Ricky Pearsall, last year, last summer, he got drafted and then got shot in downtown San Francisco, right outside of Union Square. Oh, it's tricky out there. Tenderloin District will get you. Trust me. Anyway, the 49ers are supposed to be taking a step up. They've cut a lot of people, saved a lot of money. They're paying their quarterback. I know Brock Purdy is not a dumb human being. He better find George Kittle every chance and opportunity that he gets, because he's going to be criticized so much. Now you're paying Brock Purdy. Well, Brock, it's your job to go out there and actually elevate the offense. Let's see what they do. The Kansas City Chiefs actually move Sky Moore to the 49ers, and the 49ers are banking on the fact that he can actually go out there and be healthy. And so wide receivers certainly coming at a premium right now here in the NFL offseason. Minnesota Vikings looking for a wide receiver, knowing that Addison will be suspended and you got Rondale Moore out for the year. Everybody is looking for wideout help. Let's see what happens with these 49ers. As a matter of fact, next hour, We're going to go to the Bay Area. We're going to have a conversation with Joe Shasky. Okay? He covers the 49ers. He covers all things Niners for 95.7 The Game for the Morning Roast out in the Bay Area. But we'll have that conversation with Joe next hour. In about 5 minutes, it's going to be time to have a chat with Cordell Woodland from 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Of course, yesterday, unfortunately, Lamar Jackson went down. He got back up, and it's a Christmas miracle in August. There's no damage to his foot. He's okay. But how are things going to work out the rest of the year for the Baltimore Ravens? They were one step away from the AFC Championship game. How is DeAndre Hopkins going to fit in? Is Mark Andrews over the drop from last year? Speaking of feet, Isaiah Likely needed foot surgery. Is he going to be ready to go at the start of the season? And speaking of feet, Justin Tucker, the guy with the big foot, Hall of Fame foot, we know he's been given the boot because of all those massages that he had in the Baltimore area. They got a new kicker in Tyler Loop. Is Loop going to kick the ball through the uprights at the most important moment in time? Hey, we're going to talk about this. Cordell Woodland is joining us from 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. He'll be here on the other side of the break. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
I am no athlete. My days are over. Done. Rear view. I ain't kicking nothing. I'm sitting my ass here in the studio. I stand up every now and then. Okay, that's it. Anyway, we talked a lot about quarterbacks and wide receivers. And last hour, thank you so much to Mike Sando for joining us from The Athletic. We got into the fact that I'm ready for the regular season to start. I'm ready for some Sunday night football. Opening up the season, we got the Buffalo Bills and the Baltimore Ravens. Yesterday, the Ravens made a little bit of news. Lamar Jackson had to let everybody know that his foot is perfectly fine. But the Ravens, they still got some other questions heading into the season. What about some of the guys that he has to throw the ball to? People like Isaiah Likely. What about Mark Andrews? What about DeAndre Hopkins, does he still have it? And is this guy's foot okay? Harbaugh says his foot is fine. Like, it ain't no big deal. It's August 21st. Joining us right now is someone who covers all things Ravens, so 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. You can also catch him hosting on the station as well. It's Cordell Woodland. Cordell, welcome back, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me again.
Absolutely. So we heard from Harbaugh today. Apparently, Lamar Jackson is also like, all right, folks, my foot is fine. He's cool, right? There's nothing going on.
I mean, that's what it seems like, you know. But as you can imagine, the people here in Baltimore are still running around in a panic, rightfully. I mean, how could you not? I mean, this is up there with Mahomes is going down or Josh Allen, any of those guys. I mean, the Ravens season outlook looks drastically different if Lamar Jackson is not a part of that in the long run. But I never really got the sense that this was going to be something major watching it. But you do hold your breath because you never know. And until he's back on the practice field, people are going to continue to feel the way they do. So I think Monday will be really important in terms of how people are feeling about this Lamar Jackson injury.
Well, speaking of feet, Isaiah Likely had surgery on his foot a couple of weeks ago, about a month ago, and maybe more than that at this point in time. And we know he started to emerge as a top option here for Lamar Jackson. Is there any update on when we can expect to see him on the field?
Well, we asked John the other day if he was still on, if he still felt like Isaiah Likely was on pace to return week one. And, you know, John, he gets in the regular season mode, and we're getting close to that right now. And he doesn't like to talk a lot about injuries. He doesn't want to tip his hand or lose any competitive advantage that he feels like he may have. And so he didn't want to really offer too much in terms of Likely, even in terms of him potentially going on IR to start the year. Like, he just didn't really want to talk a whole lot about that. So, look, I mean, I've always felt like him playing week one is a long shot. I just don't see why the Ravens would want to risk that. They just seem to be a team that errs on the side of caution more so than being aggressive with those types of injuries. And even Likely, like, does he want to push it? He's in a contract year right now. All these tight ends are. So I think they all understand what's at stake this season. I would be a little surprised to see him out there week one.
Cordell Woodland covers all things Ravens for 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. You talk about tight ends. The last time we saw Mark Andrews, he had his back to the end zone. He dropped the pass and had to write an apology. People are beating him up for the whole week. Why didn't you come out and say something sooner? Is he on borrowed time this season? He's been such a reliable option for Lamar Jackson since they both came into the league. Is he got one foot out the door?
I mean, it's tough. You know, Mark has been so great for the Ravens his entire time there, on and off the field. He had a great year last year. He led all tight ends in touchdown catches. He had 10 red zone touchdowns last year. I mean, he was fantastic last season, and that's despite him essentially doing nothing for the first month of the year. I think the issue with Mark is that you go throughout his career, and as great as he's been in the regular season, his numbers in the postseason have not looked the same. And really, that's just the Raven. That's this version, this era of the Ravens. That's been their issue. All of them. None of them have been at their best in the playoffs. And Mark Andrews is a part of that. I think Isaiah Likely is the future. I think if you give Isaiah Likely tight end one reps, if he got the same opportunities Mark Andrews got, I think he could do it. I think he could possibly even look better. But Mark is still a really good tight end in this league. I think the most likely outcome is Mark isn't in Baltimore next year. But I still think Mark has plenty to give. And I've been watching him throughout training camp. I have no reason to think Mark Andrews isn't going to have a typical Mark Andrews year.
Well, Cordell, you talk about still having something to give. DeAndre Hopkins is now in his first year here with the Baltimore Ravens. What can we expect from him? Does he still look like he got some juice in the tank?
Oh, he's definitely still got some juice in the tank. I think it's more, you know, I wouldn't expect to see that on a regular basis. I think Hopkins is a situational guy at this point. I mean, really, you look at this roster, this Ravens offense, this was one of the best offenses in the league last year. This isn't the typical Ravens offense that you think of that's in desperate need of a wide receiver, and they typically go out and get these wide receivers that are on the back end of their careers, mm-hmm. and they're looking for them to produce at a big-time level. They're not in that spot anymore. I mean, Zay Flowers was a 1,000-yard receiver last year. Rashad Bateman had a career year. He was one of the best deep threats in football. We talked about Mark Andrews leading all tight ends and touchdowns. Isaiah Likely was great last year. Justice Hill was great out of the backfield. So I think they're looking for D-Hop to just come here and just be that safety net for Lamar that he doesn't have. Lamar has had it to where a lot of these guys they generate so much separation that it's a lot of open windows to throw to. And Lamar's legs help that as well because he can extend the plays better than anybody. But D-Hop is that guy that can win even when he is covered. He's that guy that has that wide catch radius, and he's shown it in practice. He's made the one-handed catches. He's mossed guys. You know, I think that's what he'll be. He'll be great for them on third downs. He'll be great for them in red zones. And when they need a jump ball here and there and nothing else is open, I think he'll be a guy that Lamar looks to bail them out sometimes.
Well, Cordell, I want to flip from the offense to the defense. Last year, the Ravens, especially in the secondary, they took a little bit of a step back. The offense, or excuse me, the defense in general, used to be in top one, two, or three. And then they fell down to just being one of the top third of the league. Now they got all these defensive backs, bringing in Jaire Alexander, hoping as he's healthy. Malachi Starks coming from here out of Georgia. Kyle Hamilton, I'd say one of the best safeties in the game. Nate Wiggins also from here, the state of Georgia. What are your thoughts on how this defense can improve?
I mean, they finished, you know, as bad as they were in the first half of the year last year, they were just as good in the second half. So I think it's really about building on that. And last year was a lot of new, you know, Zach Orr takes over his first time as a defensive coordinator. He had never even called plays at this level. And he took over for what was probably the best defensive coordinator in football in Mike McDonald, who went to Seattle. So, and a lot of coaches overturning, a lot of player overturn. Patrick Queen leaves for Pittsburgh. Right. Marcus Williams wasn't as good last year. I mean, he was terrible for them. He ended up getting benched for Ardarius Washington, and Marcus Williams is still on the free agent market right now. So I look at this defense this year, and turnovers seem to be the huge point of emphasis for them. They talked about it all offseason, and to their credit, they showed it a lot throughout camp. More turnovers in this camp than I can remember during my time covering this team. You add in Malachi Starks, like you mentioned. He's looked really good. He's fit like a glove. Jaire Alexander, he's working his way back. But when he was out there, he looked really good for them. Marlon still looked good. Roquan looks like he's in better shape. Mike Green, I think Mike Green is really the wild card for this Ravens defense. He could be a guy that you're talking about for the rookie defensive player of the year this year. He's going to make their pass rush look different than it has, I think, in recent time, because he is a bona fide pass rusher and he has an element to this defense that I think that they'll need. So I'm expecting this defense to be an elite defense, assuming health. And that's the big question mark when you look at this secondary, because guys like Jaire and Awuzie, who are dealing with injuries right now, they have a history of that. And if they're not on the field, then you do start to have some questions about some of those back end corners.
Cordell Woodland is joining us here on the JR Sport Brief Show, covers all things Baltimore Ravens. It's not often that people talk about special teams at all, unless a guy is missing a kick or we get something blocked that has a major effect on the game. We know Justin Tucker is gone. All the allegations against him, no longer the kicker for the Ravens despite his Hall of Fame career. In comes Tyler Loop. As good as he was in Arizona, as good as he's been here so far in the preseason, are people still kind of on edge as to what they're now getting into? Sure, Justin Tucker started to fall off a little bit, but for a while, you knew what you were going to get.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think you know, it's been a mixed bag. I think people, you know, when they look at Justin Tucker and they compare him to Tyler Loop, and unfairly, you're comparing this rookie version of Tyler Loop to not last year's version of Justin Tucker, which was honestly one of the worst kickers in football, but you're talking about they're comparing him to the legacy of Justin Tucker. And if you're looking at it that way, sure, it's going to be a tough pill to swallow. It's tough moving on from the greatest kicker of all time to now a rookie. There is going to be a learning curve for Tyler Loop. There's going to be some challenges. But look, the Ravens lost five games last year, and in all five of those games, Justin Tucker had a miss. So I don't think he'll be any worse than what Justin Tucker was last year, but I do think they'll have to work out some kinks. He's missed a field goal in each of the first two preseason games, but also to his credit, he's bounced back. He's had a make after each of his misses, and each one of his makes have been longer than his misses were. What they like with Tyler Loop is he has a cannon of a leg. They think his process is in-depth, repeatable, and consistent, and he has confidence. And they feel like he's a guy that even if he does start to struggle a little bit, his foundation of his process allows him to be able to kind of get back in a rhythm and fix those issues maybe quicker than some other kickers would. So, you know, he's the only kicker on the roster as of now. He's the guy that they're definitely going to go with. And as good as this team is, no doubt, you don't want to have the kicker be the thing that holds you back.
You sure as hell do not want that. Well, it seems like over the past several years, the Ravens, if they're healthy, they're good enough to go to the playoffs. They're not good enough to go past that. How are fans feeling between them and the Buffalo Bills? Eventually, somebody has to break down. Are the fans just like, all right, let's get to the postseason already?
I mean, that's how can you not, you know, unfairly for the Ravens, the regular season doesn't matter unless you stink up the joint and then everybody's right. Talking about it. Now, all of a sudden, everybody cares. But the Ravens are a team, assuming health. You expect them to win double-digit games. You expect them to win this division. You expect them to be a team that is competing for the Super Bowl. And unfairly, their season doesn't start until January. But you still got to get through the regular season. And with all these expectations on this team this year, I am kind of looking at them this year to make sure, you know, are they overlooking guys? And the way that their season starts out, they can't really afford to overlook anybody. They start out in Buffalo. You got Detroit week three. You got Kansas City week four. You got some division games mixed there early in the season as well. And they're not above losing to a Cleveland Browns team early in the year. They lost to the Raiders and the Colts at home over the last two seasons. So I do think that this is a Ravens team that'll, if they are healthy, they'll sleepwalk themselves through the division. They'll win the division, make it to the playoffs. But can they get over the hump? Can they beat the Buffaloes? Can they beat the Chiefs? Can they just get there? I think anything short of making it to the AFC Championship game is an absolute failure of a season. Anything short of making it to the Super Bowl is just another disappointing year. But I think the expectations are so high. And if they're not met, who knows what could happen going into next year.
Yeah, but what else can they do? Are they going to fire Harbaugh? They can't. I feel like they're stuck.
I mean, you're stuck with Lamar.
Harbaugh's his biggest cheerleader.
I mean, I think you could find I think everybody let me not say that, because you see some of these anonymous lists out there, and apparently there are people out there that don't think very highly of Lamar Jackson. So let me not say everybody thinks that, but I would imagine anybody with a brain and any real football knowledge understands how great of a player Lamar Jackson is and what you have in him. I don't anticipate Lamar Jackson playing for anybody other than the Baltimore Ravens for the foreseeable future. John, he's gotten plenty of chances, and I'm not sitting here saying that John needs to lose his job or anything like that, but just realistically, just looking at it logically, he's gotten a lot of opportunities with a great player in Lamar Jackson, and they've had some great teams. They've had some great seasons. And they just haven't had the runs in the postseason that they should have had. And if that happens again this year, and if they win the AFC and make it to the Super Bowl and lose, all right, you know, I could live with that. Yeah. But if they don't make it to the conference championship game, I do think you're in danger zone if you're John Harbaugh, most likely.
Yeah, listen, you can't keep doing the same thing over and over again. Eventually, they go, somebody come do something different. Hey, Cordell. Thank you so much for the insight, your expertise. Please tell everybody where they could follow you, all your work on The Fan and elsewhere. Full Ascent.
Yeah, appreciate you having me, man. You could follow me at Cordell Woodland on Twitter and Instagram. You could check me out on 105.7 The Fan if you're in Baltimore, or you could download the Odyssey app if you're not, and you could still hear me, my show, The Fresh Take, with my co-host Ben Hall. We'll be on Fridays going forward, and you can also hear me on all the other shows on our station all throughout the day as well.
Hey, Cordell, always a pleasure, man. Let's talk soon. Hopefully it's some good news, all right?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, shout-outs to Cordell Woodland for joining us. You can catch him on 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Go ahead and check him out. Yeah, they can't keep running back the same thing. Eventually, they got to break through, right? It's like the same Ravens team every year. Switch a different piece here or there. Now they got a new kicker. So what happens now if Tyler Lute misses a kick in a big moment? Now you got to fire Harbaugh? It's tough. It's tough watching a good team, almost a great team, never get over the hump and be great. That part stinks, especially you got an electric athlete in Lamar Jackson. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, thank you so much to our last guest, Cordell Woodland, for joining us. Covers all things Baltimore Ravens on 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Yeah, I want to see what the Ravens do. First of all, thank you so much. Thank God, at least it appears that Lamar Jackson is healthy. Yesterday, after getting his foot stepped on, that's what it appears to be. And the Ravens appear to be another team battling it out in the postseason with the Chiefs and the Bills and maybe the Bengals if they can get their act together and to go ahead and start the season. So there's no bigger teams of who cares what they do in a regular season outside of the Bills and the Ravens. What type of stats are they going to rack up? What can we expect in January and maybe February from both of these teams? This is the part that stinks. There's only going to be one team that represents the AFC, but it's the same damn teams every year. And it appears every season it is the Kansas City Chiefs, unless we get a team that breaks through like the Bengals did a few seasons ago. So if you missed that conversation with Cordell Woodland, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. It's just, it's nice to see Lamar Jackson advance and change as a passer, because I remember just sitting here on the air 4, 2, 3, 5 years ago, people were calling me up telling me how awful he was as a QB, and he's not going to be good. Well, he's been Hall of Fame good, and that's undeniable. And he's improved as a passer from his percentages and his completions and his accuracy, and you love to see it. I'm here for anybody who's just kind of counted out, can go ahead and buck the odds and get the job done. And he's just a fun player to watch, and so I'm rooting for him. I really hope, and it may never happen, I hope that both Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson at some point in time, I both hope that they get their hands on the Vince Lombardi. It might never happen. We might be seeing these two guys at the peaks of their careers right now. Who knows? I hope they play for another 10 years or 15 years, however long that they want to play. I'm rooting for both of them. They're easy to go out there and root for. I know the fan bases hate each other. They're going to be opening up the season against each other, the Bills and the Ravens will. But I'm rooting for them. Speaking of another electric athlete, I told you that one of the most electrifying athletes that we've had just over the past 15 years. Damn, it's been a while. More than that. Wow. Time flies. Since 2008, this man had a 16-year career. Won Rookie of the Year, won MVP, youngest NBA MVP ever. Derrick Rose is going to have his jersey retired. They're going to put that number one up in the rafters on January 24th in a post-game ceremony as the Chicago Bulls host the Boston Celtics. And I'm glad. You can't honor Derrick Rose at halftime. You can't do it. That man is Chicago. This is one of the dream stories. He did everything except for have a long career and win a championship. And the way that he was out there, man, the possibility of doing so wasn't out of the imagination. It seemed like a reality until the injuries kicked in. The ankles, the knees, even despite the torn ligaments in his body, he was still able to elongate his career, picking up jobs as a backup here and there with the Knicks, the Cavs, Minnesota, the Pistons, the Grizzlies. He's a class act, man. He's a real good dude, chill, down to earth. I remember seeing Derrick Rose, not to tell his business. He lived downtown in New York City. You would see him just walking down the block by himself with his family. He's just a chill dude. I've interviewed him years ago before his body betrayed him. He was just good. It was just difficult with how he maintained and took care of his body and how he played. He was like he was shot out of a cannon. There was no way that how he played was going to be sustainable, and his body paid for it. Don't blame Tom Thibodeau. It ain't his fault. So Derrick Rose, his jersey, will go up in the rafters. The city he was born in, the city he was raised in, the city that drafted him, the city where he won an MVP. You can't make this stuff up. January 26th, after the Bulls take on the Celtics. I know that's going to be one big old party in Chicago. Good for him. I remember just a couple of months ago where he was told by the Bulls executives that they were going to retire his number. They surprised him in his hotel room. Take a listen to this.
And even this weekend, it's supposed to be about you, but you made it about the fans.
Yes, yes, sir.
Which is incredible. But I'm telling you right now, next year, when we retire your number in that rafters, it's going to be more about you than the fans. So.
Wow. So that's why you get a little.
So I'm just telling you, nobody's wearing that number one jersey again unless PJ is a Bull. Then he's wearing that number one jersey, all right? Is that fair?
Yeah.
Derek, we love you. We appreciate everything you've done for Chicago, and you're a special person. And
thanks, Mike. Oh.
No, you adding one more up there. Yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep. Thank y'all.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. He was there from 2008, where he was the number one overall pick, to 2016, but we know he didn't play all those years dealing with the knee injuries, the ankle injuries. But he's an icon in the city. He is. Rookie year, played 81 games. Second year, 78. MVP season, 81. After that MVP season, we tore his knee. 39 games, 10 games, 51 games, 66 games. Yeah, it went down. From there, his final season in Memphis, 24 games for the Grizzlies in 2023-2024. A class act. Good on Derrick Rose. Damn it. If I could get to Chicago, I could, but I'm not gonna. If I could be there easily, I would, but I'm not. Shout outs to Derrick Rose. That number one is going into the rafters, and not just for the Bulls. It's for the city. And that's pretty cool. It's for him, too, his family. God bless him. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. That's a nice thing. When we come back on the other side of the break, Urban Meyer, there's something not nice that he wants to happen to Jim Harbaugh. I'm going to tell you what Urban Meyer thinks of Harbaugh on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.